Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now Dave, first things first, let's talk about the gold sector and the gold price that has been challenging that 1850 level again. Yesterday on Tuesday, it was an interesting day for the market because gold was creeping up to that 1850 level on the spot market. It was right around the just above 1840 and then went through a quick sell-off hand in hand with US markets selling off, but then rebounded fairly quickly again. Either way, it seems like all eyes are on that 1850 level, but I do continue to hear a lot of technicians, a lot of analysts saying, look, we also need to watch that 1750 and who knows, maybe even back down to that 1675 level. Dave, where do you stand on the bounce in gold, the encouraging action that we have, but still needing another breakout?
Yeah, it's really interesting what's going on here with 1850s becoming the new important line, where 1850 was super important. 1850 is right around the 200-day moving average, and it's also the top of that downtrend channel from 10 months that started 10 months ago when the gold price peaked at 2089. So it's remained in that channel for 10 months now. And it double bottomed on the daily chart there at that 1675 area, got through 1800 now, and 1850 is that next line. But if you take a look at the RSI, it's short term overbought also. So we had some weakness yesterday, and the weakness was bought really quickly while the stock market started to roll over a bit. So that's encouraging. You're seeing some safe haven demand coming into the gold and gold shares again. So, but yeah, that 1850 is now the next line in the sand here that it needs to clear. And if we see a weekly close above 1850, I think the odds will be really strong that the bottom is in the sector here.
Yeah. Well, again, when you do have this long of a correction over 7 months for gold, then you have a lot of resistance levels to take out. But still, 1800 that it took out last week, that's encouraging. Might take a little time to get over 1850, but that would then be another encouraging sign. And I think bring in some more investors. We're also seeing the stocks rebound, especially the majors. And we've talked about it, but just reiterate where your focus is right now, Dave. When, look, the majors are doing really well. They're releasing good earnings. A lot of the exploration companies, except for really just a select few, are still kind of stagnant. Where are you focused?
Yeah, you know, I'm always focusing on juniors, Corey. And, you know, the developers, especially right now, look attractive, especially some of the ones that have been coming down and testing strong support levels and others that have bifurcated early. And you take a look at a lot of these developers are still very undervalued in relation to a gold price that is trying to create a bottom at 1800 again. You know, once that 1800 floor was taken out, I mean, let's face it. It was the gold price closed above 1800s for three consecutive quarters. And once we had a quarterly close below 1800 for the first time, a lot of money came out of these developers. So they became really, really attractive if you were a long-term bull and expected the price to get back over 1800 pretty quickly. Now that it has, some of these developers remain very, very attractive. But you still have to be selective, I think. All this money that's come into the sector during this correction via these private placements, it's very bullish for the sector, and they're still taking place. I mean, these private placements continue to ramp up. Once they're announced, they get upsized. Some of them only include half warrants or not a warrant at all. So I really like the developers. And if you take a look at the developers that are close to a feasibility stage or have already put out a feasibility study, they're really strong takeover candidates. So you'd like to have a basket of these, because if you have a basket of takeover candidates, you know, you could get a really quick upside in some of these things if there's a cash deal announcement. I mean, I know recently we had an all share deal announcement as far as a, 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 a possible takeover of when you had Fortuna announce it wanted to acquire Roxgold, but that premium was taken off the table almost immediately when it was an all-share deal, and the market kind of really was scratching its head, and it kind of really didn't make much sense. So I'd like to see some all-cash deals come into the marketplace here pretty soon.
Yeah, you're not alone. Some M&A into the market would obviously be good because it has been slow. And again, those are all share deals. Boy, oh boy, that premium can be erased immediately. Dave, let's talk about an area play that continues to be on a lot of investors' minds. That is happening in Newfoundland. We have newfound gold that just continues to scream higher on very impressive drill results. However, some of the knock against those drill results is that when you dive into them, you see that the company is stepping out in very short increments away from good results, but they keep on hitting these good results. And it is pulling up a lot of these other explorers in the area. Dave, what do you take away from Newfound Gold leading that charge in Newfoundland? Let's start there.
Yeah, Corey, I could take it back a little farther to a company called Marathon Gold that I got into quite a while ago. And Marathon Gold basically put that jurisdiction back on the map with their Valentine Lake gold project. You know, the knock on Newfoundland was there wasn't any big deposits there. And Marathon has proved up now what I believe at least 5 million ounces with their Berry Pit now on top of what they've already proved up, 4 million ounces ahead of that. So if you take a look at Marathon Gold and their success, it's brought a lot of other juniors into the district. And now it's pretty much brought a renaissance back to this jurisdiction. And when Newfound Gold, ironically, was IPO'd around August when the gold price peaked, it IPO'd, I think, around $1.50. It has gone up over 9 times on a series of really good drill results. But that's all they are, is good drill results. And like you said, the spacing isn't really, they're not stepping out very far. So the market cap is now $1.4 billion. And it's been an expert marketing campaign. You know, they have hit really, really strong grades, and it's been very impressive. And I had it on my watch list, and I wanted to get a position, but it never corrected down far enough to where I felt comfortable taking one. So what I did do, though, was I took a position in a company called Labrador Gold, and that's they're on trend from the Newfound Gold's Queensway project. It's called the Kingsway project, and it's right next door. And they have got a strong treasury now, and they're finally drilling this area. But what happened yesterday was they came out, they had a couple holes that came to them sooner than they expected, and Before they could even think about announcing those holes, the stock was up 15% when they had their hands on these first two assay results. And I spoke with Roger Moss, the CEO, and he said, "Look, I basically have to release these results, even though they're not really very good. I know the market will probably sell them off. So instead of waiting for some more results to come out, I'm going to go ahead and release these two holes." And sure enough, the stock price tanked down to basically its breakout area around 62, 63 cents. And some buying came in, but it's only two holes. And they did find mineralization, but they weren't nearly as good as the Newfound drill results. So the stock obviously came down quite a bit, but it is stabilizing. But that's what's going on there in Newfoundland. You're seeing a lot of these drill plays in that area see these huge moves whenever Newfound Gold comes out and releases another bonanza grade drill result. And it's affecting a lot of the juniors in the area.
Now, Dave, when you take a step back and you look at something like Marathon that has a resource and a de-risk project, and then compare that market cap to where Newfound Gold is, it's a completely different ballgame. Newfound Gold, over $1 billion market cap, and that is on the back of all this drilling. But again, when you're comparing that to a proven asset of Marathon's that is a lower market cap, and then carrying that over to these other juniors that are just starting off some of their drill programs, just getting back initial results, and those stocks are already running, What do you use for valuation here? Is it Newfound, which is extremely high, or is it Marathon, which is relatively low?
That's a great question, Corey. I've been scratching my head on that one myself. I mean, here you've got an area play that is taking off while the sector is basically been avoided for the past, 8-9 months. And anything that comes up in this area, drill results that are even just decent are being bought. So basically, Newfound Gold's marketing campaign is benefiting more than just themselves. They're benefiting most of the juniors in the area. I'm just a little concerned about what's going to happen, once the air starts to come out of this stock, because like I said, it's gone up over 9 times in 10 months based on just drill results. I mean, if you were to take a site visit, you'd go out there and you'd basically see nothing, no mines, and just some drill rigs. And that's it. And you'd be saying, okay, and this is $1.4 billion market cap. I mean, it just goes to show you what an expert marketing campaign can do with some great drill results in a top tier jurisdiction. I mean, they've got some really brilliant on this project. They're comparing the geology with the Fosterville mine in Australia. The core looks the same. I'm not a geologist, but the videos that they put out makes a pretty strong case. It's pretty convincing that the geology is similar. And if it's a huge, if it does have multi-million ounce potential, that's very, very, that's very, very attractive rock down there that they have.
So in summary then, Dave, what is your strategy for this area? Understanding that you were already or are already in lab gold, are you looking to buy some more on dips? Are you really just in a wait and see mode? Or are you going to start trimming some of these positions as we approach some drill results being released?
Well, as far as my Marathon gold position is concerned, I've been in that for quite some time, and I'm going to continue to hold all my shares in that stock. I still feel it's still undervalued. I mean, the market cap is, I think it's around 600 million, which is not even half of what Newfound Gold's is, and they've basically already proved up 5 million ounces. And they've already got a feasibility study out. So I'm not going to be selling my shares in Marathon. I'm holding that stock because I strongly believe that it's a strong takeover candidate in the next 12 to 18 months. And my other position is in Lab Gold. I was fortunate enough to get myself and my subscribers into that stock at the beginning of the year. So we've got we had a double in it before the results came out, but I'm going to continue to hold my shares. I'm not going to take any profit yet because I really like this project. I really like the team. I like the fact that Newfound Gold has taken a position and Eric Sprott has taken a position, and they have $20 million to look for the high grade now. So, and it's a small part of my portfolio. So I'm going to continue to hold on to it. I'm definitely going to continue to hold on to my Lab Gold shares. I really like the project. I like the management, and I like the fact that they have $20 million in the bank.
All right, Dave, great chatting with you. As always, buddy, thanks for sharing some of those insights. And look, it's encouraging to see the interest in Newfoundland, and I hold some shares in companies in and around Newfound Gold, so those have benefited, but going to be interesting to see some more drill results out of other companies as well. Dave, great chatting with you. We'll chat again next week.